questions for Mom? Anybody at this point? Okay. Yes, Mr. Wade.
You said you did your research. Where did you do your research? How did you do your research on the academic program at San Marcos?
Again, I did my research reaching out to an older cousin that has a child that left that school about 2 years ago. Of course, Google. I didn't really look into TEA. That's not really something I'm aware of or thought to look into, but I also spoke with Mrs. Stennett and Mr. Stennett because I know that their child was a student there as well.
Okay. How does Henry get to school every day?
He carpools with another parent.
Okay. And who would that be?
Brittany.
Brittany Dominique?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Other questions at this point? All right, Mom, we're going to get back to you shortly. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Coach Soto.
Yes, sir. Originally, in May, we heard some grumblings about kids transferring. And, of course, Henry's one of the best athletes down at Judson Middle, if not the best. So when I went down to do our normal summer workout plan, you know, give him the dates, the important dates to know and all that good stuff, I had a chance to sit down with him and just talk to him a little bit. And he did state that he was thinking about or that his mom was thinking about sending him to San Marcos. And he stated that they wanted to keep the teammates together, the little similar team. He also stated that his mom was, you know, she thought that he'd be a big-time recruit there because he'd be one of the best athletes there. Of course, we tried to talk to him about Judson High School and the football program and everything. And he felt, you know, at one time he made the comment that he didn't really want to go, but this is what his mom thought was best for him, which I can totally understand. And at the end of the day, that's why I marked the PAPF the way I wanted to. It was the conversation I had with him. I'm trying to remember correctly, but I can't. We may have tried to call Mom at that meeting on his phone, but I believe he said she was working. She probably wouldn't answer, and I don't believe she did.
Okay. Any questions for Coach Soto?
I would like to start off by saying, else.
I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. You'll get you get your chance here in a few minutes. Any questions from our committee or our staff members here? All right. How about Coach Sterren? Does anybody questions for him? Okay. Thank you, Coach Soto.
Yes.
Let's go to see if anybody has any questions for Coach Walsh at this point. All right. Then let's go to our district chair.
So I am, again, we didn't have any representation at our DEC meeting. And so we didn't get to hear any testimony from Mom, but we did hear from Coach Soto. And based on that, along with the social media postings and the playing with the Seminoles, we made our decision.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for our chair? All right. We're going back to Mom now. Questions for Mom before we ask her to summarize. Okay, Mom.
I want to start off by saying how Mark started off his statement of Henry being the best or one of the best at Judson is something of his own opinion. For him to put in his statement that I told my son or my son told him that I said the reason of him moving to San Marcos is because he would be the star athlete and have higher rankings or be a bigger recruit is not anything that I would boast my son's head up about. anything that I would tell him, or let alone my son repeat anything like that to a coach. My son basically was moved because of where I wanted him to be educational wise while he was going to Judson Middle School. Like the 2 years he was there, he would have good grades majority of half the time. And then when summer came, he had to automatically go to summer school. And a lot of times when I finally got to speak to teachers, it was, he's being distracted in class, or he can't pay attention in class. So all of the information about him being the star athlete is not something that came from him. Obviously, that's an opinion of Mark's. So that's false information as far as him being moved for athletic purposes and him not wanting to go, and me getting a call from Mark Soto. I did get a call from other coaches. The very last one was on August the 3rd. I believe it was from a coach Williams. And as he hung up the phone, I can hear him telling someone else in the background, she said he's not coming. So I don't know if he was speaking to Mark or a different coach, but they called on numerous times. So it just got to the point, I didn't even mention where he was going anymore. I just told them that he wasn't going to Judson for my own reasons. I just feel like with him, the type of person he is, by now, either he would have been in trouble or following behind the wrong crowd. And as of right now, with the research that I did on my own educational wise, he is excelling more than he ever has before, ever. Like straight A's, like anything lower than a 92, he does not have at this time. And he's never been there.
Okay. All right. Well, Mom, you're very articulate. You gave us some good information, and we appreciate your time today.
No problem.
All right. Well, we have two decisions to reach, potentially. First is to either grant the appeal, overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Henry Harris eligible for varsity athletics at San Marcos High School pending a residency waiver, or to deny the appeal. And then if we deny the appeal, we have a recommendation from the District Executive Committee for a consideration of additional years of ineligibility for this young man. Okay. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. All right, it's unanimous. And as I said, we have a recommendation from the District Executive Committee. Do I hear a motion on length of ineligibility? Okay, Dr. Colwell.
I move that we accept the recommendation of the DEC for two additional years of ineligibility.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion. Do we hear a second?
Second.
Ms. Denson, all in favor, please raise your right hand. It is unanimous. I will tell you, Mom, that our rules, the UIL rules, state that if a situation like this comes up, he has eligibility back at his original school, which would be Judson. So you need to know that as you move forward.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If, as far as eligibility, you said if he was to move back to where he's zoned, again, technically, he's not zoned at Judson High School. He would have been zoned at Wagner. Does that make a difference?
I don't think so. I think the discussion has been in the past that wherever he came from and is where he would have the ability to go back to. Dr. Harrison?
Even if that was a middle school, he came from a middle school?
Well, you understand what I'm saying, a feeder pattern, though. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir. So the rule states that
they can go back to the school where they had established residency. So we would need to visit with Judson ISD some to determine whether he would have been eligible at either or would have just been eligible at one. I don't know their policies well enough to know. So we'll do that in the next few days, visit with Judson ISD and get them an answer on that.
All right, Mom, does that help you?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we appreciate your being here and want to say thanks to those who have been through all of these today. Our district chair, Coach Walsh, several other folks who've been in and out. Appreciate y'all. At this point, we're going to remove y'all from the feed and finish up here. Thank you. Let me just say to, first of all, staff, thank you. Job well done, Daryl. Thank you for your work and helping put all this together. And Caroline, I don't know how you got all this done, but you are greatly appreciated for sure. And obviously all staff, all the information that was provided, we thank you for that. Committee members, man, y'all are tough. And appreciate the work today. Great questions, tough decisions, but appreciate who you are and what you stand for and what the work that went on today. One of the other things that we need to talk about is that as we move forward, we left some things pending, if you will, with San Marcos High School. We left ourselves the opportunity to move back and go back and look at their situation once we had all the information about the students looked at, and we needed that. We've had both this hearing. We had one other hearing that included one student from that landed at San Marcos. So with that having been said, it is we would ask that you put together a meeting, an agenda that would deal with San Marcos High School to finish our discussion there, but also the folks that, the individuals that were involved, Coach Walsh, Mr. Anderson, and then Coach, we haven't had any opportunity really to speak formally about Coach Villejos. So all three of those need to be included in that. Any discussion from our committee members on that? Yes, Mr. Wade.
I guess my concern is we had others from San Marcos High School that were, what I can see is actively recruiting. And I kind of asked a question in the previous meeting in Austin, you know, I didn't ask it where it was totally understood. I asked, can a teacher recruit as an example? So is it considered that other employees can be held accountable for recruiting also? Or I'm asking the staff that. To me, I see that it might not have just been the coaches.
Yeah. Talking about
These are situations we obviously don't deal with very often. But to answer your question, in my opinion, you know, when you have coaches guilty of recruiting, there's definite sanctions you can levy against coaches and can consider sanctions against the program or the school because of that. When you have somebody who's not really connected to UIL, doesn't have a defined UIL role, but they are employees of the school and recruiting, I think the committee could consider sanctions against the school for not controlling that. So it'd be against the school or a program in that instance, in my opinion.
Well, here's what I would ask, and it's a great question, Mr. Wade. Thank you for bringing it forward. I would ask that you work through and study that and bring us all those folks that you can in that circumstance, if you understand what I'm saying. Based on all the information we have, I can think of two individuals that are employees there that could be included in that if we're going to consider employees. And we're talking about there's a trainer and there's a teacher who are, she's not a teacher, she's an employee now for the district who's transporting some kids. Mr. Wade, that's who you're speaking of, I believe. Okay.
All yes, right.
What does Mr. Anderson's role play in this now, since it's understood now that he's an employee, not a volunteer?
We just want to look at it.
Okay, is he going to be listed on?
Or yes, I asked for his name to be listed as well. Okay. Sure did.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
All right. It's all right. It's been a long day for sure. Okay. Any questions from staff on what we're looking for on that meeting?
No, sir. I think we have some direction, and we'll work to get that put together.
Okay. All right.
May I ask a question?
Yes. It
may not be appropriate, but since this is going to be probably a high-profile thing, or would it be better for us to meet in person, or whatever y'all feel like is important?
We will make that effort.
Okay.
In visiting with the chairman, when we have cases involving school personnel, you know, beyond something like a coach's ejection, we will try to make all of those in person when possible.
Okay.
All right. Again, and hey, thanks to everybody. New business announcements, anything from the
Mr. Chair, just to say, I always brag on Caroline and Logan for their work, and Kelsey for keeping us online. But
yeah,
I want to especially thank Dr. Harrison and Dr. Elsa for their effort, and Mr. Beasley. They have done a great deal of work collecting data so that you can read. And I want to thank every one of the committee members for all the volumes of information that you read and for the historic meeting we had today. This is the longest meeting in the history of the SEC, to my knowledge. And that doesn't go unnoticed. Thank you for hanging in there. It's been a long day, but thank you for doing that. It was necessary, and we appreciate your attention to detail.
Well, and we do thank Dr. Elsa, Dr. Harrison, already mentioned Daryl. Just appreciate all the info. So let's just keep moving forward. All right.
I agree.
All right.
Nice job. You did a nice job too, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are adjourned.
Oh, you don't want to listen to me, huh?